Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu umhla ka 2 Mpalakazi 2022 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Members of the public are informed that new sublineages of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been detected in Botswana. The sublineages of BQ.1 and BQ.1.1.
Abe Zimbabwe abahlala kule Botswana sebesasevela ukuthi umkhakha omutsha we COVID-19 osutholakele kulelo lizwe ungaphambanisa ikhefu yakhesimusi. Uqhubekela phambili ukufuthelana kubandla le-MTCT ekukhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Ludluliselwa phambili ukhetho lwama-by-elections eBinga kube kumele lwenziwe kusasa. Uhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki silomhlabeleli womdumo werumba uZizwe Sibanda ozibiza ngokuthi ngumdaweni kwezomculo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Ele Botswana lithi selithole olunye uhlobo olugciwane lomkhuhlane we-COVID-19 elikumuli yinye lalolu khathesi olubizwa ngokuthi yi-Omicron. Lokhu sokudale ukukhathazeka okukhulu kuzulu oselizweni lelo okuqela abeZimbabwe bona abalungiselela ukuya ekhaya ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi. Umqondisi Dube usedulela lolo daba.
Isikhulumiso gatsha olubona ngezempila kahle kwele Botswana, umnumzana Christopher Nyanga uthi akukabile sizathu sokuthi uZulu ayethuke ngemva kokutholakala kwemikhakha emibili ye-COVID-19 kuyona le iviki.
Members of the public are informed that new sublineages of the Omicron variant of COVID-19 have been detected in Botswana. The sublineages of BQ.1 and BQ.1.1
uZulu yaziswa ukuthi sekutholakale omunye umhlobo we-COVID-19 okumulinye lomhlobo we-Omicron.
Unyanga uthi ingcwethi ziphezu kokudingisisa ukuthi kambe imhlobo emitsha le ingabe imumetheni.
Scientists are still studying the behavior of these sublineages in order to conclusively determine.
Ingcwethi zisacubungula ukuthi umhlobo lo uyamumetheka masinya, uyabulala kumbe kawuvumi ijekiseni ye-COVID-19.
Noma kusenziwa uphenyo phezu kokuthi imihlobo le ingabe iziphatha kanjani kungakathathwa izinqumo, abanye abeZimbabwe kwele Botswana abafana lonkosikazi Sindiso Sibanda bakhathazeka ukuthi lokhu kungagcina kuphambanisa injabulo yokuthazela ikhefu lekhisimusi lokwamukela umnyaka omutsha.
Kodwa akusasethusi kangako ngoba sesikwazi ukuthi i-COVID into okumele siphile layo. Lanxa nje sikwazi ukuthi sesilungiselele ukuthi siye emakhaya siye kukhefu. Ukuthi engxenye yabomthetho bangasalisa ukuhamba bagcine sebesenza ama-lockdown. Kodwa thina nje singabantu singuZulu sesikujwayele lokhu. Sesikuthatha njenge-flu nje eyansuku zonke. Sesikwazi ukuthi nxa usule-flu, usukhwehlela, usutshaywa likhanda, uyathatha ama-immune booster akho, udle kakhulu ama-orange, unathi itiye le-lemon, ufuthe impilo yaphambili. Hhayi, akusasihluphi kangako lokhu, sesikujwayele.
Umnumzana Mdokozo Thebe yena ohlala eHabroni uthi kazwisisi ukuthi kungani ukuthi uma kukhayelelwe ikhefu kuqhamuka eminye imhlobo ye-COVID-19.
Mina kungani kuyangixaka ngombono wami. So ngani abantu laba abaphetha amazwe, why this COVID wasn't detected a long time back kuze kukhethe inyanga. Phela izinto ezinje ziyagcina zisesabisela ukuthi ugcina ususizwa sokuthiwa i-movement kumbe namabhoda asevaliwe.
eleBotswana elo elaba yilizwe lokuqala ukwazisa umhlaba wonke jikelele ngokuqhamuka komhlobo igciwane ele Omicron nyakenye ngolwezi. Udokotela Sikhulile Moyo odabuka eZimbabwe odwa eSalwane seBotswana nguye owabamba umkhuhlane weOmicron. Imihlobo le noma nje itholwa uqala eBotswana ibahile emazweni awezekazi leEurope lele Asia lapho okule China eke yavimba abantu ukuhamba hamba kwamanye amadolobho phansi kohlelo le-lockdown. Ukumemetheka kwe-COVID-19 emazweni amaningi aguqela eZimbabwe leBotswana bese kwehlile okwamagama okwabona inkokheli yekethisa imigoqo yafakwa ukuvikela ukumemetheka lokuthelelwana komkhuhlane lo. Ngingumqondisi Dubo wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabron kweleBotswana.
Soludluliselwe phambili ukhetho lwama-by elections eBinga okumele lwenziwe kusasa. Umabhalane kahulumende obona ngokwethulwa kwemibiko uMnumzana Nick Mangwana wethule umbiko lo namhla enkundleni yokuxhumana eTwitter esithi kulamalunga ebandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change okuthiwa kabahlawulanga ngemfanelo imithelo etshiyeneyo. Ukuze sihlaziye udaba lolu sixoxele loMnumzana Kundakwashe Munsanka okubandla le-ZANU PF eBinga.
Dube okwenzakalayo ukuthi after inomination code mhla ka 2 November 2022 kwasuka la kwaba lesikhathi ngiyakholwa kube umhla ka 11 kusiya phambili lapho esezwa khona ukuthi iZANU PF ifuna ukuthi iphikise inomination yama candidates ethu amahlanu kusho ukuthi ku ward 23 ku ward number 6 ward number 8 low ward number 10 so ama ward ona lawo bawa konte low ward number 15 but lawo ma ward ama candidates ethu ayelezikwelethi kodwa thina sasikwazi ukuthi abantu laba basebe nominative so bazosuka ke laba bantu baye court besiya kuthi laba bantu kaba nominatewa ngakuhle okwenzakalayo nje lapha yikuthi iZANU PF Dube ivele iyesaba ukuthi kathesi kakusela lapha bangawina khona. Yikubona ukuthi umsindo ngapha eBinga kathesi uyamangalisa kakuhlaleki abantu sibelala phandle kwama isizathu ukuthi bayakwazi ukuthi bona vele akusela lapha bangawina khona.
Lo ke umnumzana Prince Dube Kosibanda athi umnumzana Kutakwashi Musanka Usibanda okubandla le-CCC. Ake sizokukhona manje uMnumzana Kutakwashe Musanka okubandla le-ZANU PF.
Ukhetho oleBinga kuthiwa ngesilungu lususpendiwe alukabi lama-dates. Kukhanya mhla ka 4 January ikho lapha okuyaba khona le court i-verdict yakhona. Esikutsho yikuthi umthetho wona uthi umuntu nxa efuna ukuba ngukansela akamelanga ebe lesikwelede esekansel amalangeni akwana 120 days before inomination court. Kwatholakala ukubana out of 6 ama-candidates we-CCC abangu-5 balezikwelede zeBinga Rural District Council. So kwathi kwenzakele izeki yona ayisakukhangelisanga lokhu ibafaka kuma-nomination okwaba yinto iZANU PF yakudobha yathi kudobhile iZANU PF yabesiya e-court.
Lo ke umnumzana Kutakwashe Munsanka okubandla le-ZANU PF. Kusenjalo ikomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission isidonselwe emthethwandaba we-High Court inhlanganiso ezimeleyo e-Project Vote 263 phezu kokwala ukuveza uluhlu lwabantu abalilungelo lokuvota olugcinwa kumakhompyutha i-electronic voters roll. Amagqwetha eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights ayiwo amela ilinhlanganiso afikise udaba lolu enkantolo izolo. Umqondisi we-Project Vote 263 uMnumzana Youngerson Mathete uthi bathethe lelinyathelo ngemva kokuzama kaningi ukuthi iZEC ibatholise i-voters roll kodwa isala. Ngeviki edluleyo umeli weHarare North ePhalamende uMnumzana Alan Norman McCann olilunga le-CCC layo uvule icala ebophisa ikhomishini le phezu kodaba olufanayo. IZEC ithi ayila electronic voters roll. Ithi abafuna uluhlu lolu kumele bethenge i-voters roll edindwe emaphepheni yona ebiza inkulungwane zamadola eMelika ezingamakhulu phose amabili US$187,000 ukwalo lunye. Uyaxokozela kubandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora esimangalelwe emthethwandaba ngumnumzana Norest Marara othi utshiwe phandle kokhetho lokudinga umongameli omutsha webandla leli. UMarara uthi bekufanele abancintisayo bekhethwe nguZulu hathi idale le-National Council. Kodwa umnumzana Lloyd Damba, isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT, uthi uMarara ukhuluma angawaziyo.
When he's saying that he was not given the opportunity because he says he wants democracy, the National Council snubbed him because he is not known. So you cannot blame democracy for not accepting you, for not choosing you, for not electing you. This is a democratic process. You cannot impose yourself on the people. That is exactly what he's trying to do. He's not suing the government, he's not suing the President Mandora. He is suing the National Council for his unpopularity for rejecting him.
Uthi uyasimangalela ngoba ufuna ukuba kube lokukhululeka ukhethweni kwabantu kubandla lethu. I-National Council kayizange imkhethe ngoba kaziwa. Angeke athi akula democracy ngoba kakho engazami ukuziphosela ebantwini. Yikho lokhu akuzamayo ubophisa i-National Council ethi kaziwa muntu wangena kubandla leli kulandela ukukhethwa kwakhe umongameli webandla. Wangena ku-National Executive ulandela ukhetha kwakhe libandla lethu. Wayengaphi umuntu lo? Wayekuseliphi? Wayeku-district iphi? Wayeku-branch iphi? Ubani wangithi nesihlalo wakhe? Ibandla leli alikhulumi ngabantu nje. Ufuna ususwe uDokotela Msengezi, uVincent Tswangirai labanye. Asikwazi ukuba uzamani uyadlala nje.
He tried to disqualify them. And these are the people that you were appointed on the same day. And now he's crying simply because he was not elected. I don't even know what to define it. It's a joke.
UMnumzana Lloyd Damba, isikhulumeli sikamongameli webandla le-MDCT, ubexoxa le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Siphinde saxoxa ngodaba lolu loMnumzana Ambrose Sibindi, okunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association.
Kuyatshengisa ukuthi sikhanda ukuthi abantu babe kuwa-political parties abe ngabantu abafuqa kakhulu idemokhrasi, ikakhulu ngakhangela abantu abaku-opposition ngoba okwenza sibiza le-ruling party kuhlala sithi thina ile democracy. Kodwa lokubuhlungu ukuthi ngikhathi sikhangela lokokwenzala ku-MDCT kulawumarara lomonzora kase sibona umarara ngathi sesiye ecourt ukubana afuke ukuthi layangena lo presidential candidate ephathena le. So kubuhlungu khona ukuthi lokuthukuluzana phose uyadinga sukuthi nxa sinanzela le iphathi ngathi kulama-factions lokuxabana kulokungazwisisani phose engxenye lokuthi abantu bakhuleke kuge-democracy yakhona iyashoda ikabantu behambe amakhoti engxenye phakathi kubanye abavayelana phandle kulokwesa abantu ukuthi hhayi umarala bengangena adrwaye lo monzola engxenye laba lokumonzola bayesawuthi bangadliwa sibona ngathi i-confusion ekhona eyenzakalayo but eqinisweni khona okungakuphuleka kuyadinga ukuthi hhayi ubathi MDC uziqhubekisela phambili kuzabanzima nabo nabele sebeqabana bona.
Kuqakatheke kanganani ukuthi kube lalokho okuthiwa ngesilungu internal democracy nxa kubuya amabandla nje?
Kuqakatheke kakhulu ngoba okokuqala phela iparty e-opposition ikhangele ukuthi lise iyengena kupower. And ukuze uthele osekelo lwabantu, abantu baqala bakhangele ukuthi lina liziphatha kanjani. Kodwa ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo khathesi kuyakhanya ukuthi likhulelani ibandla kulakukhululeka abula democracy. Kuthoni lokho? Kuthi ukuthi nxa usikhangela kubahlali bezimbabwe sokuthiwa sofanele ngivote, ibandla elinjalo liyancedisa ukuthi lithole usekelo lwabantu ngoba abantu bahle baligelele baleyise babona ukuthi uma behluphana kanje besayi-opposition bangangena esikhundleni lokuhulumende sebengamasosha sebele-army bangathi so lokho kutho kuthi ukuthi hhayi ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo benza ukuthi nabona-ke abantu ababalandelayo abayingoswana bahle babaleyise bathi nanje kusele kuyikukhokheli kuphela abantu bekushiyane le-MDCT bengakhubekabezi beziphatha ngendlela abaziphatha ngayo.
Kuyini okwenza ukuthi vele kube lokuxokozela okungaka nxa kusenziwa okhetho kumabandla wonke nje ezimbabwe?
Okokuqala ukuthi sesingabantu abaningi abafisa ukuthi azingathi abapower 100 abanye abafundi babuse lanxa abantu bengasabathandi. Yikho nxa abantu bengena sokuthiwa kuya amakhombisi amaphathi ngokuthiyana kwawo ngobuningi bawo omunye lo munye uyakhangela ihambe leyo ofuna ukuthi angenzane lami ngingamela yini engabona ungathi engamkhuya lo kuthiwa yi-thread ngesikhiwa uyathi samvayele phandle kuxosa ukucaba ngezindlela abantu esaluza esingathi thina yi-focus le-vision yokuthi injengoba kuphololela phandle ukuthi singene uhulumende wezanu siqhubeke siye phambili sesilisana thina sodwa ngokwenza njalo futhi senza izanu phezu iqhubeke ibusa ngoba sesigonqana thina sodwa so ngamafithane abantu sebelele izikhunda sebalahlekelwa indoda ebanzi ukuthi indoda kwama political parties yakhula ama opposition ukuthi sicineni njengamaZimbabwe sicilise izanti yesikhumbi izanti yesibe lehulumende ozahlonipha abantu kube le development umnotho welizwe uvuselelwe abantu baphile ngcono yakho bayekho khona ngathi
Mnumzana Ambrose Bindi, ukunhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association, besixoxa laye ekoBulawayo. Siyesikhangela esivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, kuqhamuke udlakela lokulwisana ngenqindi edale lepalamende kweleSenegal izolo ngemva kokuba elinye ilunga lesilisa laleli dale lebandla eliphikisayo lijaye ilunga lesifazana ngempama lona lamjikijela ngesicathulo ngesitulo ababili laba bagcina bejana ngenqindi. Le yiStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Ukusetshenziswa kwemitshina yakulezi nsuku umncintiswano wenguqu wokudinga intshantshu zomhlaba jikelele uWorld Cup 2022 odlalelwa kwele Qatar sekudale inkulumo ngemva kwezinqumo ezithethwe kusetshenziswa iVAR ezidale umehluko kumphumela yeminye imidlalo. Kubika uJoseph Njanji.
Intatheli zindaba ezemidlalo uPraise Lakama wakoBulawayo ngomunye wabasola inguquko esilethwe kusetshenziswa kwemitshini yakulezi nsuku World Cup 2022.
Iku-introducer kwe-technology ebhoreni inasmuch as sakuthabela kakhulu ukuthi kuyanceda, but nxa sesikhali World Cup le sokuningi osokwenzakele osokusitshengisa ukuthi sokususa iflena lana esasilayo ebhoreni, like umuntu even engahlohla kathesi kasagijima ethaba ngoba semelela uqasa bona ukuthi yigumbi yasogo. Ngoba so far nxa sigala World Cup ama-decision amaningi ase-questionable, sokwenzakala into eziningi ezenza ukuthi sibe lokusula. Ungakhangela igoli nale ye-Japan, ukhangele i-penalty ephiwe uMessi le first game. So far ayi technology isikhiphe ububhora lobana esasilawo, so I think sokumele at least bayi-minimize ingabi ningi kakhulu. Olompembe baphiwa amandla sibile ukuthi ibazidesayidele eground ngoba singaqhubeka kunje. So I think kuyagcina sokusenza ukuthi ibhora licine lingasachazi ngendlela thina esabe silikhangelele ngayo.
Umqeqetshi wahambisa iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu kumidlalo yama-Olympics yaqhutshelwa kwele Brazil ngomnyaka 2016. Ushadrack Mlawuzi uthi yena uyayamukela inguquko elethwe kusebenzisa indlela zakulezi nsuku kumidlalo yezwe zomhlaba.
Athesi akusela sikhathi sokuthi ama-teams ayenze i-time wasting ngendaba yokuthi sokule technology entsha esetshenziswayo to calculate isikhathi esizadlala ama-stoppage nge-substitution ngama-injuries lalapho ama-players singathi kumbe ibhora lima khona. Then i-technology eyinye esinanzelela ku-World Cup orela beli lama-sensors lokuthi lincedise uref ukuthi nxa kumbe sokule offside.
Kwalandela umdlalo wenguqu eyisakhamuzi sakoBulawayo uThando Bhebhe laye uthi amathuba okuba lokuqilibezelana asenciphile kakhulu ngaleli nyathela lemitshina.
Mina ngokubona kwami ukungena kwe-technology kwezebhora kuthuthukisile ibhora ngenxa yokuthi kuyenze izinqumo ezazingakwazi ukuthatheka kudala zithatheke lula kathesi. Izinto ezazingabonakali ngelihlo lenyama sezibonakala lula ngemtshina. Yikho ngisapota ukungena kwani kwethekhnoloji kwezebhola. IFIFA kwamele yenze imizamo yokuthi iyehlise izikhathi ezithathwa ngo-referee ukuthatha ama-decision. Kwamele kube le efficiency mangingakubeka ngesikhiwa. Befundele ukuyisebenzisa fast i-VAR.
Abalandeli bomdlalo wenguqu baphikisane kakhulu ngegoli elihlohlwe liqembu le-Japan lidlala lele-Spain ngolwesine ngemva kokusetshenziswa i-VAR ukuze kubonakale ukuba ibhola belingaphumanga yini enkundleni phambilini yokuthi ele-Japan lihlohle. Ukunqoba kwe-Japan sidla i-Spain nge-2-1 kudale ukuba omabili lawa maqembu adlulele kusigaba esilandelayo umncintiswano ephuma kusibaya sika group E ukuthele Germany libuyele ekhaya amanye amaqembu asefinyelele esigabeni esilandelayo ngabalisa ele Netherlands, Senegal, England, USA, iArgentina, iPoland, iFrance, Australia kanye leMorocco leCroatia. Lamhlanje ikho kuzakwazakala khona amanye amaqembu azadlulela phambili ephuma kusigaba sika group G lapho kuleqembu eliphuma kuzwekazi leAfrica eleCameroon lona elidlala leBrazil kanye lako group H lapho kulelizwe leGhana lona elingqikilana leUruguay. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 ngobulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Joseph Njanji, siwubikele mfowethu ukuthi uhambe njani. Lamhlanje sibikele njalo loZulu imidlalo yalamhlanje kugroup H, iSouth Korea inqobe elePortugal 2-1. Siyakwazi ukuthi kule minye njalo imidlalo kade idlalwa namhlanje, sibonile ke iGhana ingqikilana leUruguay. Uruguay kunapho inqobe iGhana 2-0, kutsho ukuthi iGhana leUruguay seziphumile kumdlalweni lo. IPortugal leSouth Korea kugroup H izo sezingene kusigaba esilandelayo esibizwa ngesilungu ukuthi igroup ye-16. Kuzobuya ke imidlalo ebuyayo ke ngesikhatshana esilandelayo. Siyabona ukuthi iCameroon iyabe incikelana khona ngale ke leBrazil kwele Qatar. Singazi ukuthi kozala nkomoni, kodwa iCameroon abanye bathi kungazani ilume kubisibili kakhulu ngoba kukhanya ngazani kayitshayi kangako. Kuzobuya ke iSerbia iyabe incikelana ke leSwitzerland. So ke kumnandi kakhulu konokho ke okwenzakala khona ngale kwele Qatar. Sikhuluma njalo ke iSenegal leMorocco sezingenile kusigaba se-16 yena leyo. Siyakwazi ukuthi kusuka kusigaba se-16 sokungena ke ama-quarter finals. Singazi ukuthi kuzwekazi le-Africa iziphi eziyaphuma khonapho ke kumbe ziyangena kusigaba sama-quarter finals. Okwamanje ke sithi ke libukele umdlalo okhanyazane uzoba mnandi, umdlalo weCameroon leBrazil. Kube sokuya njalo iSerbia leSwitzerland abadlali nje bathela amanzi. So ke hayi kunjalo ke kwezomdlalo. Ye, so ke siqhubeke siya phambili.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday, umsebenzi upokile.
Uhlelo Was a Friday liviki silomhlabeleli womdumo oyirumba uzizwe Sibanda. Uzibiza ngokuthi ngumdawini kwezomculo. Umdawini uhamba leqembu lakhe ele izingonyama. Njalo baphethe idlalade labo elija. Untungameli Ngoma weStudio 7 usipha lolo daba.
Sizwa yako hingwe e Plumtree ehlabela ikwele South Africa.
Ye inkomo linjani baba ngibingelele nakubalaleli umuntu kalahle khala ngomuntu. Ushuthi ibanga sesilihambile manje sesini lelidlalabe idlalabe lesine sesinama album awu 4 ngempela awezingwenyama ndelele lamanje elithethezembu yaphakwa abantu baliyamukele kakhulu. Ubela babonise uthando nakho kubonisa ukukhuphuka mpela ngiyathanda kakhulu indlela abantu abasupporte ngakhona this season.
Idlalante leli lengoma eziyisishiyangalombili ezigoqela ethi Choose Masketela, Ntulika, Thobele Mbongolo kanye lethi Funda Kwezakho. Ukuthenga idlalade lakho mdawini balithola njani?
abafuna leli dlalade kusho ukuthi bengathinta mina la ku WhatsApp na kuma calls ngiyatholakala ku 0655342492. Ya uyangithola lapha mina uqobo umuntu kalahlwa sibili lapha sikhuluma ulithole sikhuluma ukuthi yabungaphi nami ngingapha eGoli makuthi uyabo sekhaya ukuze ngikwazi ukufikisa kuwe. Ya ungangithola kulezi number ku WhatsApp na kuma calls ngiyatholakala.
Abalandeli ubashiyela wapha manje.
Yey kubalandeli ngitabalandeli mina mabayi bambe lapho senze ukubhimba lapho bengabe sayiyeka and ingoma iyeza and ingoma ikhona isazoba khona futhi ingoma so mabayi bambe lapho bengabe samuva lapho ngoba ngibathanda kakhulu nje endlela abangithanda ngakhona abathanda ngakhona esinge zokubhimba sinje zokutabayila so mabayi bambe lapho bengabe sayiyeka. Ye khili khili
uphuma ke enkundleni umdawini leqembu lakhe leyizingonyama ngale
azizwa ukuthi sithini kona ngale eyingwe uyazi sengigide lapha ngazi ngaginqa okunye likubone so ke wathi ke ngithule isithukuthuku ye ku live doku lomhlanje ke sikhangela okwenzakala kumncintiswano wenguqu wamazwe omhlaba ukuba nginkezo FIFA World Cup 2022 kona ngale ke kwele Qatar singakehlukani isihlobo sike sikhangele besigokhela namhlanje abeZimbabwe abahlala kwele Botswana sebesesabela ukuthi umkhakha omutsha we-COVID-19 usutholakale kulelo lizwe ungaphambanisa ikhefu lekhisimusi. Kuqhubekela phambili ukufuthelana kubandla le-MDCTT elikhokelwa ngumnumzana Douglas Monzora. Soludluliselwe phambili ukhetho lwama-by-elections eBinga obemele lwenziwe kusasa. Kuhlelo Woza Friday kuliviki besilomhlabeleli womdumo werumba uZizwe Sibanda ozibizwa ngokuthi ngumdawini kwezomculo. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwanamhlanje oluvalisayo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale Zulukandaba, libe lempela viki enhle.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7.
Kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.